Okay, so we're holding in Siman Pei Zion. We did Sif Aleph, and we're looking at Mishnah Berurah right now. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel. So the point of the Shulchan Aruch was that we say that there's the graph, which is the bucket, the container that we use to catch the rei, or the ovit, which is the container that we use to catch the liquid and the merik lion. If they're made out of cheris or eitz, so they absorb into the kli, and therefore they get the container gets a lacha of tsaya, even if it's empty right now, even if it's been cleaned out, etc. That Mishnah points out to cut an aleph, even though there's no reach ra, so it's clean, no reach ra, and it's empty, still there's a problem. And so Cotton Bays, he pointed out, if you use it for other purposes besides, it doesn't have that level of chumrah. But if there's a smell, there's a problem with smell. Now, Gimel. So you have to mark a Kimoy Mitzoya, which means the fun of Kimoy Einov. Lachar of Dalanah was Yimachim Chokol Areach. So the din of Tzoya is, if you're facing towards it, as long as it's visible, it's a problem. And behind you, it's four Amis. I think we started this when we stopped in the middle. Mashim midivre harbach raidin doskim midivre raidin yarnu the minotaur also graph of it. That the iser of graph is the raisa, and the iser of it is the raisa, which is unique because he's pointing out over here. Because merik lahayim itself is only once it's only deraisa when it's leaving the person. Once it's on the ground in the container, etc., deraisa would be mutter. Alpha gav the merik lahayim atzon ein elam mirabanan. So even though the merik lahayim itself is only rabanan, ha'ovit is chomer tvei. Kibin yuchel is a havelik kibesik kisei. We said before that the basic kisei is a makom which, because it builds up over there, etc., and it creates a sirchan over there, it's going to be problematic. More chomer than the merik lahayim itself. Therefore, adding water, which works for merik lahayim, doesn't work for the ovit. Even though you totally, added water all the way up to the top, so there's no spot which doesn't have the mile of water. It's still going to be a problem. So interesting. That's the chumrah that the Ben Yonah says, and this is the ma'aseh. They agree with him. And therefore, if a person would have davened or said kriyashma, or even tefillah, he would have to go back and repeat. Kaiser. Again, we said before that the problem is not saying the tefillah or the kriya shema when the ovid is present. That doesn't intrinsically pass the tefillah. The problem is there's elements of aveira because there's a law of saying it in such a scenario. So the law is only valid if the person should have addressed the problem and he was negligent to do so. And Yeshai Brochus, I'm the Kamam Simon Kupehesev, hey, Mishabur Hashem, the son of the Khan. In regards to repeating, so we'll discuss this issue of repeating. So it's questionable whether you have to repeat. Mimotso Hagraf, Ovid, Esech Shir Kimlayenov. If it was not within your Dalanamis, but it was visible, and a Chazbidiyevich Kilayab Simon Payal, Simon Bez, Mishabur Ayn Shom. So that scenario where it's visible, but it's not within his Dalet Amos, so that's not this, or that's the machlokes in the Rashba and the Rosh. If that goes, if Maloy Einov is also because it's the Isser of Tzoya in your Makam, and the Rosh is Machadish that Kimo Einov, there's an Isser of Tzoya, and the Prima Gadim contemplate that might be the Rabbanon, or according to the Rashba, that's a different Isser of the Var Erva, that which we learn out which that's a loch and re'iya, and we learn out that soya can have an isser, can also have that isser of being visible. Back upon him, because it's mechleikus, and we according to Rosh, there's a good argument that it's only derabanan, so you don't have to go back and repeat in that situation. Then the Ben Yonah said, if however, it's made out of metal or schuchis or cheres mitzupa, so and it's washed out well, it doesn't, the issue, it has not absorbed into the walls, so it doesn't have the din of tzoya, and therefore as long as it's clean, so it would not have this issur of being saying davar shel kedusha in his presence. Shaschuchis dalat taz mafakva kizep. The Taz questions this heter that the Rebbeinu Yonah is saying. Many are going to be makel on this. Since these things do not normally absorb, even if they do absorb, it's not a tremendous amount. So they can't get a din of a basic kisei. So the basic kisei itself, where that's the mokum where the person actually relieves himself, even if it's going to be made of these type of materials, it's not going to make a mutter. Because that's the mokum becomes a mokum which is used for that purpose, so that it's defining the mokum. Here, the issue is the kli is not absorbing, so if the kli is clean, it would not have that chum.
Machaber holds matachas is not
polea? Well, the language of the Mishnah Berurah was, it doesn't absorb, and even if it does, it's not merupa. Now, he's not saying if you would heat up the soya in there, there wouldn't be any bleas, like you're like cooking food in it, but not, that's not usually the scenario, which is it's cold and it's not going to absorb.
Cheres absorbs even in cold?
The nature of cheres is just, it's very porous, so it's going to absorb.
So we're talking unglazed cheres, yes?
Unglazed cheres, right. Right. That's the next sif cotton, is mitzupa. If you have cheres, which is mitzupa, so Yeshua, the Hanumash on a current glazirt, it has a glass layer on it. That's when we say mitzupa, that's what we mean. Yeshua, the Dafkim, who mitzupa, ba'avar loy glazirt. It has to be that there's a metal lining to it. Usually they would use lead for that purpose. Not that that was the greatest thing for other reasons, but they didn't know that. But not that just the glaze alone is not sufficient. So we could argue that the main issue is that it shouldn't absorb inside, but the reality is if the outside absorbs, that's it's still potential that there's something that's going to get absorbed from the whole way it's used, etc. That you require a tzipui on both in the outside as well. But this much I will say is if you turn it upside down, so the inside is no longer, so that's a kisui for the inside. So even though the outside is not glazed, that much will be make and we'll rely on that opinion. The kalim shanur karen porcelain, which we refer to as porcelain, then shari isurim dinim kikli cheres lo mahani hagolov. Vnir le shahak regamlin yinzah bain riyalocha. So, in general, the halacha equates porcelain to kli cheres, regards the halachas of hagolov. So what about over here? Do we equate porcelain to kli cheres that's going to have a halacha that's going to be asur? So he says we should be machmer. You should be machmer, that's the same, but he sent you to the bir halacha. If you look over here, it actually starts, the piece starts. He talks through the question. So what's the question? It starts on the previous page. By Mishnah Berurah, the inyan kli porcelain. Being after the inyan hagolo kotzav b'magadim b'simin tuf and aleph the kli cheresim. Regards the lochos of b'liyas isurim and doing hagolo. So the Prima Gadam already said over there, they consider Kli Cheres. So come on, come on, Yidzeh. Turk Yid. But do we equate the two? The Amashu Kosa Batad, the Lefid, Mashi, and Sparrow, Simitar, Fanal, Kuchas Gam, Ken, Kamakli Harris, who are the Mizet. So the Tataz brings an opinion over there which says we deal with Kishuchas like Kicharis, because Kishuchas is made out of sand, which is a form of earth. And Kicharis is made out of earth. And you take both of them and you shape it into a Kli, and then you heat it. So he brings over there an opinion that says a Kishuchas is the same as Kicharis. That's what the Tataz says. On that statement comes Yeshua's Yaakov, and he's a mayor. The Rebbe Klicheris Glazir Dasabuskim and Al Deinim Bechal Graf Shalei. Even those people even though Klicheris is a problem, Klicheris which is glazed is not a problem. Why? Because the mice doesn't absorb. What do you mean doesn't absorb? It might absorb a minimal amount, or you know, if you heat it up, etc. But that's not what happens. It's happening over here. That's not a significant amount. So we're saying that Klicheris itself, if it doesn't absorb, it's mortar. So Klicheris is like Klicheris. That's true, but it doesn't absorb. So it's why should we osir? Zuba vari choshen k'moy Klicheris inyan bli yisisir. We have no doubt that glazed has a halacha like Klicheris in regards to the halachas of Hilchos Yisurim. Okay, Klicheris amzuba ma'aber because of Chuyakim shom the dosim and all the dots where a person happily real Klicheris. Over here, everybody agrees if you glaze it with lead, it's not a problem. But that's also for everybody agrees that when a klicheris, which has a lead layer on it, has a dinam that it absorbs. So we're saying, we heard saying clearly over here, that's a different halacha. That we're not the lead lining is a solution for a graph issue, the issue of Ovet Shemarek Laim. It's not a solution for Hilchas Hagol over there. You do need a Hagol. It does absorb. So once that's true, so we should argue back that the porcelain kalim, even though they have a lochah like Kicharis regards to the lochahs of Hagola, that's not any raya at all what their status is for our lochah. So what are you forced to say? It's smooth, and it can be washed out. It's not considered a graph. I can't listen. V'im kein, who didn't l'nyanenu, nami efshet the kimen shem shuim, v'enem berlin, mice are smooth, that the glaze makes them smooth. And they're, normally they don't absorb. Excuse me. They don't absorb. Unless you heat it or something like that. After the end of the Harris. So that's the question that he raises. The Kishkuchas itself actually is machmer, and this is definitely a step down from glass. So the Maisa he holds Yerim Shem machmer. Then he said that this you're allowed to read in the presence of this container made out of glass or made out of lined cherries, as long as the keli is washed out well. Yafa, miyafnimu chutzatzi wash on both sides. Gam shliyav mimenu reich. I can't smell either. Mimegiyav mimenu reich rab. Now, there's a smell, so you wash it out well, but still smells. So what's that status? It came originally from the presence of soya, which is there, the presence of meraglion, which is there. In reality, luckily, that's all been washed off. There's none of that left. So do we consider it like a case of reach ra, sheyesh lo ikur, because that's where it came from originally? Do we say, no, it's a reach ra, shein lo ikur, because now it has no source to it. So then, dinner ka reach ra, shein lo ikur. Achmeta, kli ein ole, shein graf, obet, dinner kiyahi. Teres, since we're talking about a kli, which is, it does never get to dinner of a graf to start with, because it's glass or because it's mitzupa, so you can't say, well, we're starting with there was the kli is it has to smell and it is the iser. It's not true. The iser is the soya. The soya is gone. It's reach lashen leiker. And therefore, achrei the kli ain't allowed shem grafa over the kiyahi betorl harchik grak amokam shil chareich. And therefore, there's no loch of dalaram. It's loch as long as you can't smell. If you smell, it's also. But the reach washa ain't by iker, you do not need to then proceed further away another 4 ounces. If you have soya and you smell the soya, you have to move away until you no longer smell the soya. And then you have to move further, 4 amas, at least 4 amas away. But by Rech Rasha Ein Loiker, you don't need that. You just have to move away from the smell. As soon as you're beyond the smell, you're mutter. So he wants to suggest the same thing should be over here. However, if the kli is not clean, then you're dealing with potential that might actually be something which has a din of that you're mechiv the market, so yeah, which you have to be marketed from. Sif beis grafa ovid shel cheres or shel eitz shekva pi. The Mishmarim hinted to this before. So the types which are aser, and you turn it upside down, yesh matir v'yesh aser, v'alacha k'dibrei ha'aser. So some say the main part is inside, the inside is covered. It's equivalent, halachically equivalent to being covered. It's face down on the ground, so it's not peeking out, anything peeking out, and it's covered on top. The aser would say, but we're talking about the point was it was made out of wood or made out of cheres, which is not glazed, and the point that it absorbs. The absorption goes all the way through to the outside. So now the outside of the walls of the garage are also halachically a problem. So when you say, well, I saw the problem by covering it, turning it upside down, because it's covering the tzoy inside. The problem isn't the tzoy inside, the problem is the kli. Right? The kli itself is the problem. So therefore, that's what the oyster holds, and the shulchan aruch passing like the oyster. Okay? Excuse me. Tivkot Zion. Yes, with Tirim, the Havikim Akisu, because the day hold, once it's upside down, the Kli will act as a covering. Yes, Oysum. Kimish Azuma, Blua Betoichu, since it gets absorbed inside. Akli Gufa, Hu Kamoi Tsoya, Vasra Achi Chaseo. The Kli itself is the problem, and therefore you have to cover the Kli. Now, Avos HaMatachis, but now let's go back to the case with the Shulchan Aruch, because if it's made out of a metal container, or it's a glass container, or it's a glazed cheres, earthenware, we said that situation, it does not get the name of a graph or of it. So, feel Ein Rochet, Mimifnim, Mahani Kfiya, Deini Sura Alamitoicha, Kfiya Choshev Kisri. So, the problem is there's something inside. This is the solution is cover it. Well, I did cover it by taking the kli, which intrinsically is not a problem. The problem is the contents, turning it upside down, you've covered the contents. So we've solved our problem. Let's say you did kisa, but you still smell it. Okay? So now it's an interesting question in general. If we say that the kisa is enough, we pointed out before, that's only if you can't smell anymore. Now, what we have to figure out is in such an area where you've fulfilled the law of kisui, you've covered it, right? Number one, but the mice, you smell it. Number two, so how do we look at that? We look at that undermines the din of the accomplishment of the kisui, because the smell is as if the tzoya is present beyond the covering. Or is that the argument? Or we could argue the covering was effective, and therefore there's no tzoya here anymore. It's Reach Rasha Ein Lo Iker. That's how we should judge it. So, Bein Shush Acheres Urochet Shematachas Ein Urochet Kater Chaim Mitzar Chacham Midal Namas Himokem Shekola Hareach. Does that make Reach Rasha Yesh Lo Iker? So he brings here from the Derech HaChaim, that's called Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Iker, and therefore you need Dalai Lama's not from, you need not just the, to move away to the point where you can no longer smell it. After you reach that point, you must continue with the form of Amas more, because you cannot be within Dalai Lama's of this, because the Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Iker, Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Iker, we had before, as long as you don't smell it, you're okay. You don't have to be marking Dalai Lama's from the end of the smell. Which there he actually had an argument that's called Rach. He brought the sheath, was holding the Rach Rash and Lamik. It's metal and washed. It's metal and washed. So by Cheres, So the, by the case of the Cheres, so I lost my thought. Oh, I'm sorry. This case was a case of Matecha. Well, the case in the previous conversation was a case of Matecha Shein Arochus. It's not washed out yet. So the problem is there is actually Tzoya there. What about a case of Matecha and its Rochus? Right, it's metal, so that the clay itself is not normally absorbing. And it's been washed, so it's clean. The only problem is there's a certain amount of smell which is still there. So that's Rach Rosh and Luikir. Right. And therefore, as Rav Rashi and Luikir, all you need to do is distance yourself from smell. You don't have to add a dalat amis beyond that. Die sheyarchi gadbokim shichle reyach. There's a Rav Rashi and Luikir. Fine. Kol the bashlod sheyargal hodam shehele ovid shamatachis ashkuchis. First impression should invest in getting a good ovid made out of glass or metal. The rochets benaki, and you should keep it constantly wet. Make sure that it's clean. We add the sechel revius mayim kishem mashchin. But whenever a person would leave himself, they should always have water available to add revius. I mean, mavato the merrick line. Well, as much as the vorek asher yitzar b'lumatara etzla. By doing this, the Shlomo says you'll be able to create a scenario where the room is halachically clean. You can daven, learn, etc. But nearly the imunaki v'enu yotze mishum reich ra imenu os dasher kusum erev Shabbos erev Shabbos as kan l'shonoi pubel yirab. Pubel yirab. Fine.
So, no matter which order you put the water.
Water goes in first, water goes in after. Does that make a difference? It shouldn't make a difference. Okay. Sif Gimel. Mutalikus Krishma Vaishyesh Boitsoya Umerak Lyam Agraf of it. As long as Kimu Shahirchik Meham Kashir. She's Barbara Simonine test. As long as you've done your due diligence to distance yourself, the fact that you're in the same building, same room, doesn't make it awesome. If you covered them, they're not here anymore, as far as we're concerned. They've been covered, so they're gone. Okay. So if a person. Well, to be curious about a place where there is a glam or a graph, as long as it's he's found that the halachic requirements, that's sufficient. It's a herkik. Now, if you buy a smith, a gaboy, a sort of a machitzis, magias, lorets, we call it stadim. So you had a bed which is a raised bed and it has sheets hanging down, which can act as a machitzah. So not that the sheets are falling down over the sides, but the kli itself is a short. It has the part of it reaches down all the way to almost the ground, within a little bit of the ground. So that will act as if that area is sealed off from the rest of the room. But so your graph the ovitz. He's on the other side of the mita. The graph is on one side, he's on the other side. In between is this bed, which has a loch like a mechitzah. So that situation, mikriya mita, mechitzah, mishar likris, the thing, mita, main tzarech laharki. As long as you can't smell it, you don't see it, you've created a wall between the two of you. The fact that it's within your dalat amis is not a problem. Because it's a different area, it's a machitza. So this mita extends all the way through the width of the house. So one, so it's totally blocking from one side to the other. So we say, okay, you know what? There's soy on one side, there's the person on the other side, no problem. Don't look at it, don't smell it, and it's not a problem. Right? However, comes along, Gemara says, but it's only if it stretches across the whole width. But if there's places where it's penetrable and people could go in and out from the, so then we don't look at it like a machitza. There's this whole big room with a bed in the middle. So that's not going to solve your problem. That's the Magen Avraham. But now, as Rabbi Mepakim and Zest, many people question this. They don't make this requirement of going all the way across the whole house. The Nishma Sodom Tomalov, the Nishma Sodom, which is the also written by the Chayarim, and it was the place where he would have a chance to talk issues through more comprehensively. He says he finds it difficult. Tama love, okay, Master Bechayadim, the Mimeric line, Shahoyu al Orit, so Bekli Shenograph, Daniel Rabbanon. If you're dealing with the Rabbanon, Zishah Hakul, the Chris, the Varach, Negan, the Mechitza, Philadelphia, the Chitzes, I will look at Negan. This one I'll tell you like this, it doesn't go all the way across. So we have, probably going to take the width of the room is 10 feet wide. Small room. Right? The bed takes up 7 feet. So there's 3 feet open. So if you want to be very symmetrical, so you'll move the bed in the middle and you'll put 1.5 foot on this side, 1 foot on that side. Right? So the Magen Avraham says, I'm sorry, there's sorry on the other side, the bed can't help you because the bed's not a machitza because it doesn't go mikasa l'kasa. He's saying that that's not true. I'm going to allow it even though it does not go mikasa l'kasa. However, there's a difference in the law. If you're standing facing the bed near the bed, or you're standing near the open space. So the toy, he can't see the toy either way. The toy is on the other side. He can't see it. But to say that this mechitza, the mechitza, kshishla atzma is a mechitza. So there is a separation between the two of you. Right? But the place which is airspace, which is open, that he's not, he doesn't want to be making. The quotes the full language of the bank. So a bank is a a bench, thank you. The other one's a shelf, a palitza. Is a place you store things. It was like a shelf, some type of a cabinet. So he says like this. I wish to go on my start talking after I feel a rock about talking. I'll have a shelf to ask my. Can you tell me the Magius Lords? See, in itself, it's 4 tefachim wide, very long, etc., but it doesn't reach the ground. So it doesn't act as a machitza. Again, Shulchan and Shalon and Shalom Nimal Gurglaim are tables which have legs in the corners. Shem Rachman Arba Tefachim, which the legs don't act as a separation. They can't act as a machitza for this halacha. Now, if you drape it with a tablecloth which reaches to the ground, so the tablecloth will solve your problem, but the table won't solve your problem. I'm imagining he's picturing these large home ovens that they had, which was basically used to warm the house. So it was 10 tefachim high, it was 4 tefachim wide, it had length to it, etc. There's some tzayin on the other side. And he's, so the tanner is between him and the tzayin. So charech mutter, so machitza says no. Because since it's mamish there, it functions to tashmish ha'bayis. So that's, it's bottled to the bayis. It's ketet, it's machitza, it's machitza. That this room doesn't have tzayin in it because there's something attached to the ground, which is entering Shabbos, the room, which is between you and it. No, it doesn't help. Nearly the mafsikin. Kalim could be mafsik in general. The same point, it has to be wide enough, it has to be tall enough, it has to reach the ground, etc. Let's change the Sarah we were talking about till now is that he's on one side, the bed is here, and then the other side is where the graph is. What about if the graph is put under the bed? And the walls reach within Gibel Tvachim to the ground. So, I feel I'm a mita ba'at, but ain't no Gibel Yud. Sharlikus, if they are mita ba'al Gabor, then Rina Lovin, Mahavi Kibel Chusin. In a case where you need a lacha of mechitza, you need Shem Ten Tvachim high. We said before, over here, you don't need mechitza, you just need kisui. Let the bed be the kisui. Aye, it's up on the bottom, it's Lovin to the ground. So I don't need the bed to be 10 tefachim high. And therefore, shor likrus lifnei amita val gaboy, you can sit on the bed. The mina lobin rabbi kimuchus kol kush, but kol gashen megia rechla shigia lomahani kisui will have some machitz. If you can smell it, you got a problem. Okay. Mita shalom shrigleim gaboy shloish tefachim tzar chachokim meagraf kedit. However, this will not work. Which we have these legs which lift the bed more than nine inches off the ground. So it's not lower to the ground. So then it's like, it's open. So it's not a kisui. The bed doesn't act as a kisui. Let's finish off over here. So if you put a kli on top of them, even though they're in the house, kila afiliyesh ksas aver ben a kli la karka, good mishabar la ksas mitzad echod, so the kli is not perfectly balanced. So on one side you can, you know, see a little bit, etc. The answer is, but the din of lavid says it's covered already. The kli which you're putting on top is also open. So what does it help you? Even though it reaches down to the ground. But the inner kli, which is where the graph is not covered. So how can we matter? That's obviously not relevant.